ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति
प्यारे बाबा ने हम बच्चों को एक बहुत थोड़े शब्दों में
Dear Baba, has told us a mantra in very short words. Baba said a mantra, if you want to convince an Almighty or Baba, Baba said a mantra for that. What is the method that Baba told us? Almighty likes truth because
Sach aur Paramatma.
Truth and Almighty, Supreme Soul,
dono ka arth ek hi hai.
The meaning is the same for truth and Supreme Soul. In the world, if you see, there are different names that's described on the basis of the virtue of Supreme Father. God is might, God is light, God is ocean, God is peace, etc. But nobody says that
God is truth.
They do not say that God is truth. But they say that truth is God. Nobody says that God is compassionate, nor compassion is God. But they say for truth that truth is God. Truth has so much value that they consider truth as God. And you all know that Supreme Soul establishes paradise of Satyug. And in Satyug, there will only be truth. There is no word of false in Golden Age. But in Kaliyug, there is only falsehood and there is no name of truth here. So truth is a very strong power in itself. 2 days back in Baba's Murli, Baba told about the truth. Even when someone is taken to the graveyard, they tell the words of truth. So it's really important for us that the truth should not have any kind of mixed charity. If you see, real gold has so much value. But in that, if someone adds some kind of mixed rarity or alloy, the value decreases. Even if you add silver in gold, silver is still good, but the value still decreases. Some people add copper also to gold. And if there is any kind of mixed charity, gold will not be gold. In the same way, if we are not truthful, we cannot come here. And the truth also has different degrees. In the world too, there are different degrees. Similarly, there are different degrees for truth. One is true heart is really a true heart. Second is also true heart, but there's something hidden behind. That is, some kind of selfish motive will be there. Another kind of truth is truth on the basis, truthful heart on the basis of different situations. It said that when a person is in sorrow, they remember God. And when the sorrow is gone, the truthful heart is also gone. We all sing a song that we have only one Shiv Baba and nobody else. Who will say that we have anybody else other than Shiv Baba? It's truth, but there is a word but that's added to the sentence. We are truth in this aspect that Shiv Baba is us. And the second line is, we have nobody else. Now you have to test your, if you look deeply into this second part of the sentence, Shiv Baba is also mine and we consider others also as mine. We need laddu in both hands. We do not want to leave Shiv Baba, nor we want to leave others. So will we call this a true heart? When we talk about true heart, what's the meaning of that? And what's the benefit of being a true heart? The meaning of true heart is, there's only one Shiv Baba is mine and all attainments are from him. You all know that we are given five words. The first word is Ek Nomi, that is only one name. Shiv Baba's name is the only name who has the constant name throughout the cycle, and nobody else has one name throughout the cycle. He doesn't change, he is constant and he is imperishable. And the definition of truth is, it was there, it will be there, and it will be there. It is there and it will be there in the future. So Shiv Baba is the only truth which always remains constant. And even deities keep on changing their forms and their state. But Shiv Baba is only one and constant. When Baba, it says that become equal to Baba, which Baba? On the basis of a state, we should be equal to Shiv Baba. And in our action, we should be equal to Brahma Baba. So Baba's state is always constant. That's why one name. So we have to check, do we remain constant in just one name? And the result of this is Ek Ras, that is one intoxication. If you constantly remember only one, all his virtues will be imbibed inside you. So you have to test from morning till evening. Are we able to remain in the same mood throughout the day, or does our mood keep on changing? If our mood keeps on changing, if our state keeps on changing, then there's some kind of mixturity. The sun, sun is always sun. Sun rises and sun sets. Nobody says about the different colors of sun. When we talk about Shiv Baba, if we want to become equal to Shiv Baba, our state should not change. And Chandrama has different forms. It keeps on changing the form. If our state is not constant, we should think that we are equal to the moon and not equal to the sun. If we want to remain in a stable state, we have to understand the benefits of stable state. one who remain in the stable state, it is said that they have only one Baba and nobody else. In the practical life, what happens is, if any situation comes, we will see that we have only one Shiva Baba and we have only one faith in one God. But deep inside, we keep on thinking, maybe, what if Shiva Baba doesn't help me in this right situation? I should take the help of the doctor or other people of the world. So deep inside, there is some kind of lack of faith. So one who constantly remembers one is Ek Nami. The second one is one who is truthful, always dances in happiness. That is, that person will be carefree and fearless. If the truth heart is not complete, there's mixturity. Outside you think that Shiva Baba is mine, Shiva Baba will help me. But along with that, we'll see if this happens or not. What will happen if this doesn't happen? The constant faith won't be there. There's some kind of thought that's constantly coming inside. One who is truthful will be fearless. If there is no truthful heart inside, there might be some kind of fire inside. That's why Baba says, just one name. That means the one who keeps only one name in the heart. And the second Baba told about ekagar, or that concentration. We have to see from morning till evening, are we able to concentrate our mind? So if we are able to concentrate throughout, Baba won't tell us, teach us the exercise. If we are in the remembrance, and our remembrance should be throughout the time we sit in meditation. But we sit in meditation with a good heart. But what happens after some time, it's like a balloon. Its air keeps on going out. It's taking time for you to concentrate. You're not concentrated that time. You're taking time to see the methods to concentrate. And then you keep on telling yourself, you have to concentrate, you have to concentrate. The one who keeps only one name in the heart, they'll be able to concentrate very quickly. And if you keep on practicing, you'll be able to concentrate quickly. If you tell a tailor to put a thread in the needle, and if you say a normal person to put a thread inside the needle, there'll be difference. The meaning of jnan or knowledge is not that you sit in a closed place. It's not like that. Even if you sit alone, your mind starts to wander. Supreme Soul says that Baba says that even if you make the whole world in the form of knowledge, Baba's knowledge is so wide, but in the form, Baba is a point of light. Baba says, I'm merciful and I have so much love towards children. If child says that, Baba, I was not able to connect to you, Baba even considers that as yoga, because Baba's name was in that person's mouth. But actually, if we do not follow what Baba says, then we won't feel the experience. in the yoga. It will bypass this concentration. Are we able to remain concentrated within 1 second? That's why Baba says, in order to remain concentrated, you should know in depth about just one and constantly churn about this one. Because our life is a yogic life. We cannot say that I did yoga now and my yoga is over. If you are sitting in the meditation time, you will say that you are in yoga and after that you go and do your physical tasks. Baba says that it's not like that. You have power inside the soul. You are a point of light and you have so much knowledge inside about the 84 births. Do you feel that what Baba is talking is about me? That's why Baba says you should be economical. If you're economical, then the widening will be reduced. Meaning of economy is how much ever you want, only that much you'll use. Baba says you have to go to Satyug. Satyug is the land of truth. And everything there is truthful. So what's the indication of Satyug? In the Satyug too, you talk, but you talk really less. How much ever is required, that much you communicate with other. No, you do not use even one word more. But here, if you want to make others do any task, you talk more to others. The other person to understand that this person is selfish. In the land of truth, there's only truth. We also see today, we should see only that much which is required. But it should not be more or less. With that, what will happen? In the land of truth, the thing that is required at a particular time, in the right place, in the right time, that will be only that much. If there is little more or less, then the time will be changed to Trita Yuga or Silver Age. If there is little more, less or more, then the time will be changed to the Copper Age. In the Iron Age, what will happen? Anything can happen at any person at any time. The soul, not talking about the physical, the main faculty of the soul, Baba says, we should be able to focus our mind on a particular time, at a particular place, at how much ever time we want. This is called as remembrance. If we are able to do this with a truthful heart, if you look at that, these two, they also lived in this world, but they had only one aim. Their aim was Baba, Baba and Baba. Even when they walk, when they talk, when they do action, they do everything for Baba. And in their thoughts too, there's only Baba and Baba. When they talk too, there's only Baba and Baba. When they do any action, their actions will be for Baba. So this 100%, this is truth. How much ever you come below that, everything is truth, but it's not the complete truthfulness. If you are lazy, just leave Shiv Baba for time being, just look at Brahma Baba. Baba gives your pure remembrance. Baba gives it so much of intoxication. Do we have this intoxication, carelessness, fearlessness inside? Because we are inside this body. We are doing action, but still we are yogi. Even if you are doing yoga, service is happening on its own. Even if we invite virtues, we are doing it for ourselves. The soul mixes everything. If you try to enlarge a point, it will become a circle. If you enlarge more, it will become a bigger and bigger circle. And if you keep on turning that, it will become a cycle. If you try to reduce the size, it will become a point. It's not that it is still. It's divine. So, the essence is we should dedicate everything to Baba. And whatever we are doing should be for Baba. And the essence is the words that Baba said before being avyakt. That is the essence. Incorporeal. Incorporeal means our original eternal form in the Parandham. And the second Baba said is voiceless. And then Baba said egoless. In this physical world, if we say that we should be voiceless, it's not possible. Because Baba said that if you are voiceless, if you become voiceless, you won't have this body, you'll leave this body. So if you want to become voiceless, you should go to the subtle world. There won't be any kind of jealousy, you can't hit anyone, you can't do any harm towards another person. There's no hatred towards others because you're in angelic form. If you want to become voiceless, you should remain in the subtle world. But if you come to the sakar world, you should be egoless. That is, you should not be body consciousness. You're connected with the body. And only when you come in the body consciousness, the vices start to emerge inside. If you look at the three words, then you'll be able to keep a true heart. We should be able to remain in this world, but we should be able to detach ourselves from the body. Egoless means we should be able to detach from the body because body is the source of ego. In the subtle world, there can't be any kind of vices. In the incorporeal form, that's the final stage. But these three are the essence. So it's easy for us to change a form based on the place. If you remain here, we should practice the Vedic stage and practice more in the subtle world where there can't be any kind of vices that will emerge. And in between, try to practice the incorporeal stage. So this is about today's topic, but I would like to share an announcement. At times, I produce a film. I produce six films. I direct six films. So Baba's main essence is to win over the lust. The main thing is to win over the lust. Baba says that purity is the mother of happiness and peace. So I have made a film on to win over the lust. So this film is ready. And on 1st January, on Peace of Mind, it will be telecasted at 8 p.m. And on 2nd January, it will be retelecasted at 2 p.m. on 2nd January. If you're listening to this program, please watch that film too. The final is, if you want to remain in a truthful heart, Baba said to follow Brahma Baba. Some people have seen Brahma Baba, but others have not. But you have listened to Baba's steps. If you follow Baba's steps, Baba says it's easy to follow. You don't have to search for another path. Baba had gone through the path. You just have to follow that. Whatever you think, whatever you say, whatever you do, whatever, if it's equal to Baba, do that, otherwise reject that. Then the dadis, which have become an instrument, we can also see through their life, even though they have lived in this world, they do not know about the other world. But their main intention to become pure, and we should make others influenced by the knowledge, nor should be influenced by others. So we should not be influenced by others' words, because Creator is Baba. Do not try to make others influenced by us. Always remain humble. Om Shanti.